those are things I don't look for.
After I get older, now when I was younger, I was almost afraid to talk because I was always embarrassing myself. But now I don't feel it makes so much difference. Yet I suppose I'd ought to be more careful than I am.
Well, in other countries, I think people are proud of their native dialect.
Yes.
They're proud to speak to their learners, yes. Children. But
no, that is probably true.
If your wife buys a new dress and goes in the room and puts it on and comes out, what would you perhaps say to her?
Yeah.
What would she expect you to say? Wait a minute, maybe that's not the thing I
asked. You know what she'd expect you to say. Well, I don't know what I would say. I know I'm not as much, don't enjoy those saying much as I should, and I sometimes hurt her feelings, but I don't notice it. I think we should all be more or less congratulatory than we are. I know I'm not as much. I think I should say, that looks very nice. That's what I should say, but I don't know whether I can say it. I do say that too much.
And you wouldn't say it was an ugly dress, you'd probably say it was a...
No, I protect myself a little too much for that. I wouldn't... No, I've always been, I mean, just be personal, I don't like to criticize when I'm saying things. I'm not saying I'm insincere either. Now, I'll tell you this, clothing don't mean too much to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not attentive to that, but dress is a dress to me. So I probably don't observe too much. I don't suppose you'd get much of an answer from him.
Well, it's not the way it is at my house, but it's just because I have my wife two dresses.
I used to always, whenever I left, try to bring back a dress, but we've got it in the last years. I drift away from it, I guess. Make her get her own clothing whenever she wants it.
When does your wife carry her money in? The coins and things?
Well, you know, on our trips, I've always got traveler's checks.
Well, I was thinking of your wife. What does she carry her coins and things in?
Oh, in? She has a coin purse inside of the main purse.
Mm-hmm. And if she's dressed up, what would you call the thing that she might have on her arm?
Bracelet.
And around her neck?
Well, we should always think of it as beads. It isn't always beads, so it's a necklace. Necklace, yes. I mean,
if it were beads, what would you call it?
I expect steel necklace. Indeed, that's right. So she has both, and I think of it as a necklace. Indeed, that's what I had mentioned. I mean, that's what I'd say.
When you were a boy, was that ever called a pair of beads?
Never heard of it.
I haven't either.
I know
I'll find it someplace in the state.
Pair of beads.
Uh-huh. For a string.
Never heard it. There's always a string of beads. That's all I've ever heard.
I shouldn't say I know I'll find it, but I've been looking closely for it.
You have heard it in case it had been sometime. I don't think I ever have.
And if your wife were going out on a rainy day, the
umbrella.
Uh-huh. And if she had on her good dress and she went in the kitchen to cook something, she might put on
an apron.
And down at the bottom of her dress where the material is folded backward and then stitched, that is the...
Yeah. See, a hem, I believe, didn't it? There wasn't uh-huh. always spoken of as a hem.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing I've ever heard.
And if you lose a button and are in desperate straits, you can seal the opening with a... one of those things that you might use on a baby's diaper.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant the button opening. Yes, the safety pin.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
If you're going to church, you'll be sure to wear a...
Are you speaking to a woman, or...?
Oh,